You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Brothers and sisters, as we celebrate today the Epiphany of the Lord, we celebrate the same mystery as on the Christmas day. The mystery of incarnation, of God becoming man. This is another part of the Christmas celebration that we celebrate. I invite you, brothers and sisters, right now to listen to a homily given by Father Tadeusz Leżinczyk, the provincial of the Pauline Order. The homily comes from the Midnight Mass on Christmas Day.
Brothers and sisters, together with the shepherds, we have come at midnight to welcome our newborn Savior Jesus, to adore him with Mary and Joseph, and to ask him to bless our families, our world, and us. Pope Francis, in his recent apostolic letter, Admirabile Signum, on the meaning and importance of the nativity scene, wrote, "The depiction of Jesus' birth is itself a simple and joyful proclamation of the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. The nativity scene is like a living gospel, rising up from the pages of sacred scripture. As we contemplate the Christmas story, we are invited to set out on a spiritual journey, drawn by the humility of the God who became man in order to encounter every man and woman. We come to realize that so great is his love for us that he became one of us, so that we in turn might become one with him. May this Christmas be another encounter of God who became one of us, God who is Emmanuel, God with us, so that this encounter will set us out on a spiritual journey to allow God to transform us into his image. Amen.
As a result of pilgrims' wishes expressed in a 2018 survey, a new Sunday Mass schedule begins on January 1st, 2020. 8 a.m. Mass in English, 9:30 a.m. Mass in Polish, 11 a.m. as well as the afternoon Masses remain unchanged. The new Sunday Mass times will improve parking conditions as well as entering and exiting the church. Blood Drive will take place on Sunday, January 12, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Conference Chapel in the Visitor Center building. Appointments are preferred. To schedule the appointment, go to www.redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code LSLAAlexandra. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. We invite you to join our ministries, become a lector or an altar server, or a volunteer at our shrine. For more information, please contact the main office. Our shrine invites everyone to a Catholic Charismatic Renewal Mass every first Friday at 7 p.m. in the lower church in Our Lady's Chapel. Priests will be available for confession, and the healing service will occur immediately after Mass with exposition and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, a beautiful witness of physical, emotional, and spiritual healings can be experienced. Be transformed and empowered with a renewed union of grace in the Holy Spirit. Join us on Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. at Częstochowa Shrine at the Chapel of Our Lady. The newly created Catholic Charismatic Renewal Prayer Group invites everyone to its meetings every Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the conference room in the Visitor Center building, next to the gift shop. Bring your Bible with you. Everyone is welcome to attend. On Sunday, January 19, we celebrate the Feast of St. Paul the First Hermit. Solemn Masses and special blessing of children will be said at 11 a.m. Mass in English and 12:30 p.m. Mass in Polish. Sweet gifts for the children will be provided at that time. We encourage you to support and pray for the protection of life in our country. On Friday, January 24th, there will be the 47th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. The bus will leave from our shrine on Friday morning at 7 a.m. Mass will be celebrated before departure at 6:15 a.m. in Our Lady of Częstochowa Chapel. If you are interested in joining our shrine group for March for Life, you can contact our main office. Our shrine will be hosting a free movie screening of the recent pro-life film Unplanned. The movie will be screened on Sunday, January 19th at 2 p.m. in the conference room at the Visitor Center. We invite you to stay for an open discussion after the movie. We invite you to visit the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa during this Christmas season. You can see beautiful decorations, Christmas light show made up of about 250,000 lights, live nativity scene with animals, nativity scene with over 40 Neapolitan-style moving statues, as well as beautiful flowers, Christmas trees, and decorations. All of Christmas decorations will be on display until January 19th. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Chants Jehovah. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.